2012, 19th of December, Life in the Spirit.
Well, it's nearly Christmas. It'll come whether I'm ready or not. And as far as we're concerned, I mean, the world celebrates 25th. But I mean, really, the only reason that that came about was because it was a pagan celebration, and churches got hold of it and said, we'll make it into a Christian celebration, and say it's Jesus' birthday. Which it's not.
Late September,
it's late September, early October time. You can't be absolutely spot on, but it's around that period of time. Because the Orthodox Church, which is the church that goes back right to the early ages of beginning of the Church of Jesus, the early Church Fathers, and the time is around the late September, early October, because the calendar does move slightly. The Jewish calendar, in that sense. So, every day is his birthday, isn't it? In that sense, every day is the day of Jesus Christ, you listen to the TV and various programmes on, Jesus isn't even mentioned. It's not even mentioned. It's just parties and tinsel and booze and presents. And why are we doing it?
Jessica had baby Jesus in the quiet corner today.
Did she?
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
And it's Jack's activity tomorrow, and he's joking.
Excellent.
Nice learning for him.
That's right. Yeah. I'm glad some schools are still teaching some of it anyway.
It is a Catholic school, but there's still nice learning for him. Do you know what I mean? And I think they go to church once or twice a month. Because up until when I got this full-time job, she worked on the Sunday. But now they're both together living. I don't know exactly what it was, but she is not a Catholic. Her dad, her husband is, and the children are, but Ryan's working in the Catholic school, and she's got to be, is it baptised now or something? Rules, do you know what I mean? But she's not gone to any other church, she's always gone to that one, so. She wants it. Our Lady, I think it's called at Bentley.
I know. Has she come over at Bray?
I don't get into arguments about different things. I'm happy that they're learning
they're getting Christian basics.
It's part of a journey, isn't it? You know, some of us, I was christened a Roman Catholic. I weren't sent there. I was sent to Methodist Sunday school.
I think it were a choice of schools. The Catholic school has a stronger teaching.
Definitely. And discipline's often better there.
I had Jack today because he's been sick, so we had to stop off for 48 hours, and both parents are working, so I've had Jack at mine today. And he says, the statement for this morning is, thou shalt be good to others. And then it's little bits that they read out to him, and he's only six, and he's learning, do you know what I mean? And both of them put smiles to some of the faces, just as, I've had paper Jesus in quiet corner.
Very good. That's good. Well, at least they're getting some Christian teaching, which is important.
Yeah.
A lot of schools don't do it these days. So, it's good when you hear about it.
It is.
And, pray that they will come to faith at some time in their life. You know, they've got you sharing the gospel with them, sharing Jesus. So it's great.
Once they're old enough, they can make their own minds up, can't they?
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as that, it's a good start. At least they've got his name, his word. To me, when I came here, it was like,
at least they know what a Bible looks like.
No, I didn't.
No, but they do. They get to know.
They've got a Bible each in the bedroom that the other grandma had bought them.
Yeah.
You know, a children's Bible.
Excellent. That's good. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Well, we were saying that we thought we might make some of tonight's prayer meeting. We've got Ivy's struggling with her chest at the moment, and they've up to double their antibiotics. They won't even take her into the hospital because the comment is there are more germs and bugs going around the hospital at the moment than anything else. So it's like you don't want to be in there. So don't be ill at all. Whatever you do, you know, let's resort to faith and prayer, and keep pressing in. So and Christine, she's got
tight chest,
cold and flu with sound of things. So she's not good. And our friend here.
Doing better.
You're doing much better now.
I didn't even know what I'm doing.
Oh, this young
your
man.
Eye looks a lot better now.
This young
no,
man.
No, he never told me.
No, he went to Sheffield and he went into Cathedral and steps were a bit slippy.
Friday morning.
And found himself on floor. So.
It looks a bit desperate.
He discovered concrete's harder than his head.
So
that's what that young man ended up with.
Recoloured the steps.
Painted them red. He went and painted Sheffield red. He went and painted the town red, didn't you, Bill?
Yeah.
Mm. You're not planning to do it any time soon, are you?
No.
So, you know, he's looking better and he sounds better than what he were the other day, aren't you? So. Yeah, and there's your Kenny.
Yes.
Pray for me. I've got to go and have a little operation at some stage, sometime early January.
There's Marie.
Yeah, at this time. Dawn's not been too good, has she?
No.
A lot of people are under attack at the moment.
Claire and Jonathan and. Still hanging in there.
Colic.
Yeah.
Oh dear me.
Tracy and my sister.
Yeah.
Different things.
So lots of needs to be prayed for.
Roy.
There's Roy.
Pat's got gallstones.
That's right.
So she's relieved it's gallstones.
Oh, is that what they've cooked told her?
Yeah.
Wanted to tell her that today.
Today.
All right. She's rung me. Heard anything,
no. Yeah, she's rung me just before we set off.
Right. Oh. Oh.
So she's relieved it's gallstones.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else.
Yeah. Well.
So that.
Yeah.
She can be a worrywart, can't she?
She's very much a worrywart.
Yeah.
She always thinks the worst than saying well, you know. But that's the way she's been brought up, really, with things. And faith changes your thinking.
Mm.
Faith says, I'm going to believe God.
Amen.
Faith says, I'm trusting God. And we're moving forward. So, and that no matter what happens, you know, God's plan is on my life as we submit to Him.
Mm.
So,
do you know what I think is a big factor when praying for healing? People, a lot of it is our personal faith for receiving.
Mm.
And I've got to say this, but you're a good receiver.
Mm.
When you go out, you receive, you believe, and you receive.
Well, that's what it's about, you see. You know, some folk that come out for prayer, and that's all they get.
Yeah.
You know, we've said that before, and we sometimes it's said as if it's said glibly.
Yeah.
But it's not. People have to come out with a measure of faith to receive from God. We're not the ones who bring the, you know, give the healing, are we?
No.
But we're the ones who stand together with you. We take the scripture where it says, call for the elders of the church, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's not a maybe. Not well questionable, it's a definite, they shall recover. And so we have to bring that to people to encourage their faith and to believe God. And the, we had a conversation just the other day with somebody, and their level of faith is not there. They're trying to find, if you want, or look for their healing through mental understanding of the word. Don't work. God's not a mental, God's not a thought. God is spirit, and he's, and God touches us, and our spirit, he gives life to our spirit, and our spirit gives life to our bodies. And so the, you know, our life exists because of God. You know, the simple thing is, if you put somebody on a life support machine and you can keep them there for a long, long time, but if their spirit, that which gives life to the body, is gone, it's a total waste of time. Because they're not alive. There's a carcass that is functioning to a degree, but it's being assisted by something else, another power, shall we say. Because the actual real power that keeps you and I alive is our spirit. That God, you know, gives life to this body through the spirit. And our spirits are alive, and we're receiving, and when we come to Christ and come to faith, then our spirits were born again of the Spirit of God, and we receive a quickening life. And well, we keep living on and living on in that sense, and the power of God should come through us. And you can't understand healing mentally. It's impossible. It's all about faith. When we came to Christ, I came to Christ through faith. I didn't come to Christ through understanding everything he'd done for me. I hadn't got a clue. I just knew that I knew that I knew I needed Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the only thing I knew. And I was 16 years old. And you can't expect me to know much more than that. Can you? I'd heard all the stories about Jesus. I was sent to Sunday school. I went to Methodist Sunday school till I was probably 11, 12. From being a toddler. And I'd heard all the stories. And I believed in a Jesus. And I believed he was the Son of God. But I never got told, or I never understood, that I had to ask him into my life. Even going to Sunday school for 8 years. Never was told that, to my knowledge. I had a school teacher who was a Christian, and he took our RE class, but I never ever remember him telling us we had to accept Jesus. He might not have done, because it was school, but things were different in them days. I'm a little bit older, you see. But I never remember any of that. It was only that when we went to these healing services with my dad, that it was there that we heard the gospel, and that we had to ask Jesus into our heart and lives. Because I remember, I don't know if any of you remember this, you may not, but when I was a teenager, there was a headline, and I think it was on the News of the World, because my father used to buy the News of the World when it was a big format. There was a headline on the News of the World: strange happening in the skies. Is this the return of Jesus, or the second coming? Something like that. That's what it said. And I remember going to school that next day and talking to two lads as we were going to school about it, and said, well, and I remember saying this, well, if Jesus is coming back, I want to be there when he comes. I remember saying that. But I'd never asked him into my heart and my life at that point in time. I'd never understood that that's what you had to do, to surrender your life and let him take control of it. And as I say, it was only when we came to that point where we were going to these healing services that at that point began to realise, and I saw the wonder-working power of Jesus in people's lives. Told you before, the steel corsets hung up on the wall from people who had to wear them. They were told by the doctor to wear this up for the rest of your life. And they were hung up on the wall. And there was a boy there that was deaf and dumb, and we took him home. You weren't with us, were you? And when we took him home that night, for the first time in his life he heard sound, because my dad had got the radio on, and he heard the radio for the first time in his life. Couldn't speak because he'd never heard sound before. And you know, when you see those things, I don't care what you try and tell me, I know there is a God. And over the years we've seen so many people healed and so many miracles, and nobody will ever convince me they're into God. And it was at that point of time, at around about 16 years old, that I gave my life to Jesus. And then began that process of growing. I didn't understand much about the Bible. I'd heard the stories about Jesus. I'd read some of them. I'd probably been in the Sunday school nativity play. I'd done the various other things and that. But I'd never came to faith until I saw the miracles of Jesus and was told we needed to receive Christ as Lord and Saviour. And when that happened, life began to change.
Amen.
But I received him by faith, not with my own understanding. Because I didn't understand it, to be quite truthful. Didn't understand it at all. But I just took it by faith, and it began to grow in me. And Romans 12 verse 3, last part of it says, as God has allotted to each the measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So to each and every one of us, it's the measure mm-hmm. of faith. It's the same pint pot of faith that each and every one of us has got. We haven't got a bigger pot. You know, there aren't favourites mm-hmm. in God. And every one of us has been given that same measure of faith. It's about how we're going to use it, how we're going to let it grow. Some of us, it will grow faster than others. It will develop quicker than others. But it will develop and it will grow. Faith will always continue to grow. And that faith will cause miracles and cause signs, wonders and miracles to happen. And it will change people's lives. It will change your life first, and it will start changing others. And it's important that we realise that faith, it's impossible, without faith, the Bible says, it is impossible to please God. So all your practical workings, all your education, does not please God. It's faith
mm-hmm.
that pleases God. Because you can't measure faith. You can't weigh it. You can't size it. No, show me your faith, Paul says. Come on, let's see your faith. None of you can sell it. You see it, look, can you? No, nobody can actually tell me what faith looks like, can you?
No.
It's indescribable. See, faith is from God, and God is indescribable. Nobody can tell you what God looks like. Neither can you tell me what faith is, what it looks like. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. But what's it look like, you know? It's just trusting the word of God and letting that grow.
Can I just when I was reading Matthew, the early part of Matthew, I was struck by many times Jesus said, and he said to the woman who touched his garment, take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. And straight away after that there were two blind men. And then they said, have mercy on us, son of David. And he came to them, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. And then he touched their eyes, and he said, according to your faith, let it be done to you. And then in the next chapter, he says to his disciples, I give you authority over unclean spirits to cast them out, and to cure every disease and every sickness. And then he says in chapter 12, Jesus became aware of this, he departed, many crowds followed him, and he cured all of them. And then, you know, you get in chapter 21, and he speaks to the fig tree, and he says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' it will be done. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you will receive." There's no doubt in any of them. Absolutely, there's not an ounce, a hint of doubt. When we ask, we will receive. But we have to ask in faith.
Mm.
We can't beg God.
No.
We have to put him in remembrance of his word and say, "Father, you said, and I believe." What was it Smith Wigglesworth said? "God said it, I believe it, that settles it."
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. See, scripture says, you know, even if you have faith the size of a mustard seed.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that what Jesus is saying there is, I don't believe he's saying that, well, you might have a mustard seed faith and Graham's got a bigger faith.
No.
An apple. Well, you know, it's not. I don't believe God's saying that, Jesus is saying that. What he is saying, even if in your own eyes you feel like you've only got the faith the size of a mustard seed,
You've still got faith.
You've still faith, that's right. You've still got it. And if you think that, we'll take your example for instance, an apple seed, right? The size of an apple seed is fairly big.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the size of a mustard seed, it's very, very tiny, very insignificant, and yet a tree will come from it.
Yeah.
As will from the apple seed. But if you put them side by side,
no comparison.
An extraordinary difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
But yet they still produce life and they still produce a tree and bring a harvest, results, you see. So it's not a case of how big is your faith. Do you have faith?
Mm.
Then use that faith and let the word bring life into the words that you speak by faith.
I think only problem is sometimes if you don't see it happen straight away, of course you start to doubt. Instead of just thinking, well, it's been done,
and
expecting it to happen. If it's progressing, you know, you think, oh, well, nothing's happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's true, but not every seed comes up immediately. And there are stories that even in the desert there are seeds in the desert that have been there for a good number of years and they've not come up yet. They've not produced a harvest because the conditions are not right. And in one sense, our faith, we send the word out, the word of God, and we expect it to produce life. And sometimes there's a time of waiting and there's a time of just trusting God and believing God that this will happen. And so we have to do that again. That is by faith. We trust God. And
you know, it's also important what we say, isn't it?
And the words that come out of our mouth, isn't it?
Romans 10:8, the word is near you.
Yeah.
On your lips and in your heart. It's gotta be, if it's in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah.
So you know what's in your heart by what you're saying. And if you're not speaking healing or that you are the healed, then it's not in your heart, is it? And so it says, and then it goes on, it says, the word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. And it says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. But one believes with the heart and is so justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved.
Well, God saved me, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. One just came to me in faith, didn't he, that he was going to get me out of the hospital, didn't you? And
well, I just believe the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That when the Bible says you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And after that,
I did, didn't
that's in God's hands. It's because I can't do anything about it. So I place it purely and simply back into God's hands and say, right, Lord, it's back into your hands, and we believe in you for it. And like it says in verse 17 of that same chapter of Romans 10, so faith comes from hearing. Hearing by the word of Christ. In other words, we've got to hear what God's saying, what Christ is speaking to us. We've got to be listening to the right things.
Yeah.
That's important. Because if we don't listen to the right things, it can destroy our faith.
Yeah, definitely.
It can stop our faith from actually working because we're not hearing the right things. And so it's important that we tune our ears, our spiritual ears, to listen to what God is saying to us. And as we listen to his word, he will cause things to happen. Miracles will come.
Amen.
Miracles will come. And we can look and see, well, you know, this hadn't happened for us, God, and that didn't happen. But we're not perfect yet. And we have to just walk this way with God and trust him. And because you see, if, for instance, if everybody that came to Christ, if it was an easy road all the way, they'd be lined up outside. We wouldn't have enough seats in this building.
Mm.
They'd be lined up, they'd be queuing up. We'd be having three services every Sunday. Because they want, I need to get in, because I know that once I'm in here, my life's going to be sorted. You know, I'm not going to have any more sickness, no more problems. Everything's going to be fine. You know, I'll have my jobs and everything's going to be provided for me. They'd be queuing up, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Be better than Dole office.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, yeah, there'd be a bigger line at Dole office. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'd be there lined up for it. It's not quite like that, because it's a. You know, it's work out your own salvation. Oh, work? Why do you think I'm in dole queue? I don't want to go to work. So I'm not going to go to church if you've got to work out your own salvation. It don't fit, does it? You know.
It's interesting what it says here. Faith is simple, but it's not easy.
No.
And I think that's a lovely statement. It has to be worked out.
It has to be worked out.
Because our nature fights against it all the time. The natural man fights against it all the time. The natural man is saying, but you've got pain, but you've got a snotty nose, but you've got this, but you've got that. And your body's screaming at you that it's not what you're saying. And it is a battle, isn't it?
Well, I was going to say that's a part of the good fight of faith.
Yeah,
well, I don't want to fight. I just want to sit here and
grow a bit.
I don't want to fight.
Can't
ever
rise
up,
Joan, and fight.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, Joan. But you see, we're here to stand in faith, and we're here to stand and see God create and do miracles. And faith is, in one sense, is so simple.
It is.
It's so simple that nobody understands it.
No.
It just has no. There's nothing that they can measure it. There's nothing they can size it. There's nothing they can weigh it with. There's nothing that they can test it with in the reality, actually. It's so simple. It's just that single word, faith.
Mm.
You have childlike faith,
aren't
we? So
yeah.
A child can understand it.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Exactly.
Then it is simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
And again, faith is a substance. Yeah, okay. Give it me. Let me see. Put your faith in my hands.
You've got it.
And it's like. but we can't, can we?
That's the natural man, isn't it?
Can't see it with our eyes.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it. We hear the voice of faith, don't we?
Mm.
but we can't see the faith that's speaking, can we? We can't smell it. We can't taste it.
Can't touch it.
Can't touch it. But it's there. Because I came to Christ through faith. Faith in the words that are spoken from this book. Like God in the beginning, God said, faith, let there be. And there was. And there is. And there will be. Still going on.
It is.
That's how powerful that faith is.
Still expanding, still growing.
And that same faith has been planted in each and every one of us. You know, Jesus spoke to the man with the withered hand. And he opened his hand, had fingers, thumb, nails, and everything. Before that, he had nothing. It's the power of faith. Explain to me how it happened. No idea. But it's about God's word. And as we pray, and as we pray in faith, as we pray with faith, we see things change.
I think somebody was saying that our words are containers, aren't they? Contain power.
Yeah, they are.
And they're either for good or whatever.
That's right, our words are powerful. And they do. They are. There was a book that was written by Terry Law, and the title was it was to do with worship. And one of his thoughts in there was the fact that when we pray, and we pray in faith, we are launching weapons against the enemy.
Yeah.
It's like missiles that we launch against the enemy and bring down and cause destruction and conflict and confusion in the enemy's camp. And we need to realise that our prayer changes things.
Yeah.
And causes the enemy to have to retreat from us and from the people that we pray for. I was saying to Bill on Sunday, sometimes I'll get walking in the early hours of the morning and can't sleep. I'll just see every one of you sat in church, in your seats, where you normally sit. So I'll just go around the seats and pray for everybody. I don't do it that way because I've got this picture in my mind where you all sit. So if you all start moving around, you might get me confused.
Miss some others out.
But I do, I go around the chair and I can see where these people sit. And so I'll start at over by the old organ there, and I'll start and work my way through the congregation.
So if you want to be
free, and I pray for you. You see, and
creatures of habit,
it probably is a good job you're creatures of habit in that sense. It does have an advantage for me that I know where you sit. So I can just see you and I pray for you. It's not a name. I'm seeing the person in that sense. I can see you. And I pray for you. And I think, if the devil wants to try to keep me awake, or if it is him, then all right, that's fine. I'll do something useful, constructive. So I'll just go around the congregation and pray for them, you see, and the needs. And if I fall asleep, when I waken up again, I remember where I were. I'm going around church. Carry on from there. and that's what... For me, that's how it works for me. For others, it might be they can remember names. Do it name by name. I just do it by people. I can see them. I'm praying faith into their lives and praying that God will continue to minister to them and through them, because God wants to use each and every one of us. So, praise his wonderful name. So I think it'd be good tonight if we were to pray for some of these needs that we've mentioned tonight and... just reach out in God. Bill wants to be on the prayer list. Roy, Tracy's family.
Tracy, Ann and Kenny,
Pat, Ivy, Christine.
Pat and Ivy.
Elsie.
Who's Elsie?
John's neighbour.
Oh, yeah.
John's neighbour. Claire and Jonathan.
Claire, Jonathan, and
Eva. Yeah. There's more to pray for than there is here.
Hmm?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anybody?
Pray for Lynn.
Lynn, yeah.
Yeah, there's a face that's been tested, and Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn, that's right.
Goodness me.
Got Marie, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a massive list, is it? You know.
It is. It's,
hey, just think, we're the fortunate ones.
We're blessed.
You know, glory to God.
I feel better than I did on Sunday.
Excellent.
Because I've got answers, you know, TA went and you've got results and different things. And like you said, it was lifted, wasn't it?
Yes, oh, that's right. Yeah, it was. You see, it's this thing. You see, the enemy knows your weakness, right? And he's going to put pressure on you.
Yeah.
And if he can put enough pressure on you, he's going to want to cause you to crack.
Yeah.
You see, so this is where you need to use that scripture, Romans 16 and verse 20, mm-hmm. The God of peace,
mm-hmm.
My peace.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use that scripture quite a lot, you.
The God of peace is my peace.
Yeah, he's your peace.
And he'll crush Satan.
And he will do the crushing. Mm. But you've got to maintain that peace in your heart and in your mind. Romans 16:20. That's an important scripture for you, that you maintain that and you use that.
16:20.
Yeah.
Mm.
That is very important for
the
you.
The God of peace is my peace.
Is your peace, Lord, yeah. It's not somebody else's, it's yours.
Yeah.
Well, my back was better on Sunday, but Monday morning I was coming to work at home and it kept having twinges.
Yeah.
And so I walking home from home and I says to the devil, I says, you can have it, I'm not having this, I'm healed. And I think it keeps twinging it, but I think, oh no, I'm not having it, I'm putting it back, he can take it. I'm healed from the point of healing. I'm not going to sit waiting to be healed.
No.
It makes a big difference. We are the healed and the devil is trying to make us sick.
Mm.
And that gives you an advantage.
Yeah, I remember when I watched Benny in years ago, and there were people on there that were healed, and then when they went home, the symptoms come back. So I said, "Oh, I can't have been healed after all." But he said, "If they'd have stood on it, like, I mean, it's all right, skin." But I mean, you know what I mean? You've got to stand on it, haven't you? Because once they let go, they said, "Oh, it can't have been healed. It's still there." Mm-hmm. Of course, they got it again.
Yeah, and you know, we have to keep moving forward, don't we? We have to keep going up the next level. You're going to climb the mountain, you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep going up the mountain.
Like cleansing, you can go round and then go round again.
Aye.
What you forgot, go back and get it.
Yeah, you know, but going round and round is getting nowhere in the end. You've got to, there comes a point when you've got to decide that I've made all these steps going round it.
Yeah.
You only need one step and you can go actually to the next level.
Yeah.
But the people have gone round it and they've gone so many steps. But you only need one step, you actually go up to the next level in God.
And nobody can do it for you, can they?
And nobody can do it for you, that's right, my love. You're right.
Sometimes
we wish they could sometimes, don't we? We get those days when we say, oh, I wish somebody could just do this for me and just carry me a little bit.
Mind you, I'm a great believer of late in saying when I find something is too big for me. And I believe God wants us to do it with everything, is to say, God, do it for me. Give me your faith.
Well, the Bible says, cast all your care upon him. Yeah. Cast all your stress, your anxiety, your worry. Give it to him. Because you can't deal with it.
Mm.
So give it to him. And as you've given it to him, what's your problem? I haven't got one, I've just given it to God. See, we're taught you have to work it out for yourself, you know. And I'm not trying to shirk any responsibilities. But there comes a point that when we've tried to work things out, we hit a brick wall. We hit a wall and we can't do anything about it. So what do? Give it to God. Let him bring in the angelic bulldozers. And let him destroy the wall, and then we can go forward from there. But you see, you and I have got to let God in on the action. If we don't, you and I will be chipping away with little
like a toffee hammer. Trying to knock this wall down, you know. It'll happen one day. But let's bring some heavy gear in.
Oh, man.
You know, let's get it done quick. Stand back and let God have a go and watch God work. And that's, you know, faith. Sometimes faith has to just step aside and say, God, I've got to trust you. And not try, you know, trying to do it yourself. Faith doesn't try to do it. Faith,
no, it's
it,
done.
It's done. And in that faith that we walk in, God works.
I've been listening to a teaching on grace by Creflo Dollar, and he says that, that whatever you've got to go through, there's enough grace to go through it, you know. Mm. But it's
there
just,
is.
You know, getting to that place.
Mm. It is. Yes.
Yeah. And whatever you've got to go through, there's enough faith to go through it.
There is.
Because God has given you. Every one of us the same measure of faith that will get us through every circumstance and every situation.
Yes. So there's never anything that we can't, too much that we can't bear it. Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
I think we need to put Sylvia on. She needs
oh,
a blood to
yeah.
Thing,
mm.
Yeah. I think we need to pray. Plenty
yeah.
To go.
There's plenty to pray for. So if we bring these needs.
I just read from Luke chapter 5.
Mm.
I'm going to jump in at part way through verse 17. The power of the Lord was present for him to perform healing.
Amen.
And behold, some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him, and not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with his stretcher right in the centre in front of Jesus.
Yeah.
And seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you."
Amen.
Mm. Yep. Seen their faith in action. Seen their actions revealed their faith level. So let's pray for these folks and ourselves, and see God work miracles.
Mm.
Faith in action. And see God do a great work. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that without you we've got nothing.
Mm.
And we are nothing.
No, absolutely.
But when we look to Jesus,
yeah.
The author and finisher of
Amen.
Our faith,
yeah.
The one who created us and
mm.
has given us life and has given us a future.
Mm.
We just come before you, Lord, and we just ask that you would begin to strengthen us and cause our faith to be strengthened, that we might walk in that faith.
Amen.
And that we might walk in the purposes that you have planned for each and every one of us, Father.
Yeah.
And as we walk, O God, and move in faith and believe your word, Father, that you would cause our faith to bring life into others, Lord.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. But Father, we know that faith creates life.
It does every time.
That Lord, it brings power.
Yes.
That Lord, it connects direct to your very throne room.
It does.
So Father, we pray that there are so many names that have been mentioned tonight, so many needs, so many different needs, Father, as well.
Yeah.
And yet we've one God.
Mm.
We've one Lord and we've one Saviour.
Amen.
And that same Lord and Saviour, that same God that we serve, has the answer to all these needs that we have spoken of. And so we come to you, Heavenly Father, and we just call upon you, and we ask,
yes.
O Father, that in the name of our Lord Jesus, as we stand before you, when we come
Amen.
In your very presence,
Amen.
that, Lord, you would release your healing power and just let that power flow.
Mm.
Father, I pray that you'd let that power flow into Bill's life.
Amen.
And quicken his mortal body.
Yes, thank you, God. But
Father, that as we call out in and stand together with him, O God, that, Lord, you would just touch him and strengthen him. You would quicken his mortal body.
Mm.
And that, Father, there would you would bring an improvement, O God, yet again into his health and his strength, O God.
Mm.
The enemy, Lord, shall not have the victory.
No.
Mm. O Lord, you've said to us, you've given us the victory.
Yeah.
Again and again.
Amen.
And so, Father, we call in the victory.
We do.
We call in the promises.
Yes, we do.
We call in your healing power.
Yes, we do.
We call in your very presence
yes,
into his
do.
Life.
Yeah.
In a quickening way,
Amen.
Father, that, Lord, your word, Lord, shall bring life to
yes.
his mortal body.
Thank you, God.
And that, Father, he shall know the strength and the touch of your spirit upon him.
Amen.
Just moving through him, Father, and as the enemy has stood against him, Lord, you will just bulldoze past.
Amen.
Lord, you will bulldoze past.
Yes.
You will make a way, Father.
Yes.
Lord, you said you would make, Lord, there's a highway and there's a way and a straight way, Father. And that, Father, you would not cause us to stumble.
No.
So, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just strengthen him and help him at this time to dig into that faith and to exercise that faith that you have given to him.
Mm.
And, Father, as he stands on the promises of your
yes.
word, Father, you will, Lord, cause the word to work within him in a mighty way.
Yeah, thank
we thank you,
Lord,
for the for the work that you've done in him this year,
we
Father. We just praise
wow.
you for that.
Wow.
We thank you, Lord, for your presence in his life.
We do.
And Father, the enemy wants to seek to bring doubts and
no,
unbelief and to challenge us. Well, Father, we just bring it to you. And
yeah.
as Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. And he said, and Joshua said, as for me and for my house,
we will serve the Lord.
And so, Father, we stand together and we say, Father
yes.
God, we will serve you.
We will indeed.
We will serve you, O God.
Will.
Lord, even in the midst of battle, Lord, we get wounded, we get attacked, or we get caught out at times, Father. And we just ask, O Father, that you would minister during this time of year to each and every one of
yes.
us, Lord. Healing virtue.
Amen.
Touches and strengthens, O God, that we might show and declare and testify of the power of a risen Saviour and of the power of a healing God that we live for and we serve. And because, Lord, you are doing great and mighty works. Father, we want to see your hand moving in people's lives. And Father, we pray you'll take our faith, Lord, to another level.
Amen.
That, Lord, we shall be strengthened. We shall rise up with a strong faith.
Yes.
And that, Father, our faith, O God, shall be seen by its works, O God.
Amen.
And that, Lord, there shall be an action from our faith, Father, that produces life in other people's lives, O God, as well as in our own. So we just bring some of these needs before you right now, Father, and we just give you praise that you can do this, Lord. You are able. You are well able, Father.
Amen.
And so, Lord, cause our faith to rise, to trust and to believe you to a greater level, Father, than we've ever done before. That, Lord, we shall not be defeated,
Amen.
But we shall stand on the promises of your word, and we shall declare that salvation belongs to us.
Amen.
Salvation came from you, O God. It belongs to us, for we're the heirs of salvation. And Lord, in that salvation you provided for us, the healing atonement.
Yes.
And Father, right now we receive it into our own lives,
Amen.
That healing atonement in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Wonderful Saviour.
You are
mighty God.